Good evening.
Good evening.
I hope you're doing well.
I am. I'm a little tired, but I'm well.
Batya, give me a second. Okay, please join me in saying the Anabakoah. Anabakoah, Gedula Chimin Ha, Tatir, Serura, Aleph Bet Gimel Yuztah Tzad. Kabel Rinat Mokasavenu Safarenu Nora Kupa Giant Sintetum Nagi Bor Shea Kivavat Samrem Nun Gimel Dalad The sequence Yud Kaf Shin is a healing sequence that allows us to take any part of our body that needs healing back to its stem cell state, where it can be cleansed, where it can be healed, where it can be rejuvenated, and then returning it to the body in its newly recreated pristine state, where it will again do its job as it was created to do. Barchem tacharem rachamim tzidkacha tamim etet resh tzadi taf gimel asin kadosh tzidkacha Nael Adonach Tetzuset Tetnonayin. The letters of the month of Iyar, the Pei that created the planet Noga, the planet Venus, and the Vav that created the constellation Shor, the bull or the Taurus. Together the Pei and the Vav have a gematria of 86, the same as the Hebrew word Elohim, which means the God, the name of God having to do with judgment, having to do with cause and effect. And it's also the name in Hebrew for Hateva, for nature, also following the laws of follow cause and effect. And this is the inner essence of the month of Iyar, which is the month of healing, but also the month of comfort, and breaking out of that comfort zone, contemplating where it is we need to do that. Yachid geyeh Lamcha p'nei Dovrei kedushatah Yud gimel lamed pei zayin kuf Shavatenu kabel Ushma kiyatatenu And now the four verses that we say each night, each time we say the Anabakoah, the verse from last year, Samuel Bet, chapter 7, verse 10. Where we don't want to fall back and lose the gains we made in the ceasefire. In the south, we want to move it forward to a full peace treaty in all four directions. Wisamti makom yamini Yisrael Yivishkan Ta-ta-ve-la-ve-la-ve-la-yo-si-fe-la-ve-la-ve-la-ve-la-ve-la-ve-la-ve-la-ve-la-ve-la-ve-la-ve-la-ve-la-ve-la-ve-la-ve-la-ve-la-ve-la-ve-la-ve-la-ve-la-ve-la-ve-la-ve-la-ve-la-ve-la-ve-la-ve-la-ve-la-ve-la-ve-la-ve-la-ve-la-ve-la-ve-la-ve-la-ve-la-ve-la-ve-la-ve-la-ve-la-ve-la-ve-la-ve-la-ve-la-ve-la-ve-la-ve-la-ve-la-ve-la-ve-la-ve-la-ve-la-ve-la-ve-la-ve-la-ve-la-ve-la-ve-la-ve-la-ve-la-ve-la-ve-la-ve-la-ve-la-ve-la-ve-la-ve-la-ve-la-ve-la-ve-la-ve-la-ve And the three verses that connect us to the energy of this year, the energy of being able to see through the veil and see the truth that the angel of death is not necessary and we have a choice to not die. The first verse is from Job chapter 7, verse 19. Come, the second verse is 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. And the third verse is also from Job, and that is chapter 20, verse 7. Kigelo Now we're going to read a verse from the Zohar. We're reading from the Parsha of Tazria, Pasuk number 12 in section, I believe it's section 3. And we'll start with the L'shem Yichud, the statement of unification. L'shem Yichud kud shabarichu ishkinte bidchilu urchimu udchilu le'achta shem yudke bavavke be'yehudah shalem kol Yisrael. Amar Rabbi Abba Maribu Ma'asecha Hashem Kama Sagin Inun Ovadohi Demalka Kadisha Bekuhu Sesimin Behachma Hakibuti Kulam Becha Asita Kulhu Bechachma Kalilan Vela Nafke Levarela Bishvilin Yedian Legabe Bina Umitaman Itavedu Kola Veit Kanu Ahidiktiv Uvit Vunait Konan Bealda kulam kechachma asita bavina. Rabbi Abba said, Hashem, how manifold are your works? How many are the deeds of the holy deed, of the Holy One? All, everything existent throughout the worlds is hidden with wisdom. Hence it says, in wisdom have you made them all. They are all incorporated in wisdom and emerge only by means of specific paths, the 32 paths of wisdom, to Bina. From there, from Bina, everything is made and accomplished. Hence, by understanding, it is established. It therefore says, in wisdom have you made them all, in Bina, through Bina. I am adding, this pasuk needs to be contemplated. Everything is concealed with wisdom. I'm sorry, my computer jumped. Everything is concealed with wisdom means all creatures and all creations must first be concealed and nurtured to to its specific size and state of consciousness, where it can be revealed after this period of gestation within the mother. Every species follows this route. Every creation also follows this route, as Rabbi Ashlag teaches in the four phases. Does anybody have any questions? And I always recommend people to listen to the recordings and study the handouts for the four phases. So today we are teaching or reading from the handout from the Advanced Reincarnation. And that can be found in the Yeshem website on the Revealed Wisdom section, scrolling down to the matrix and then to row 11 of that matrix, and the second column from the left where it says Advanced Reincarnation. We can open up the main sheet of that class and scroll down to link number 74, class number 74. And if I'm not mistaken, it's chapter 31, section 6 is where we left off last week. Is that correct, Bacha?
I was muted. I'm sorry. I'm late. I hate to confess, but I fell asleep last class, so I have a note saying I wasn't sure where you had left off, and I didn't get to listen to the recording. I was glad I was muted.
Okay. Sorry. Not a problem.
I did read the whole thing just a while ago, and it took a lot of notes from it. Very good.
Okay, so let's start it where I suggested. Souls Leaving the Klipot, Chapter 31, Section 6, where link 74 opens up.
You made me feel like I went to confession.
I'm sorry. And if we find that people find that the material is something we did last week, I apologize in advance, but it's all part of the process. When the time comes for these souls to enter this world, it is possible for 1, 2, 3, or 10 sparks to come at once and in the same generation, if they are from the same root. More specifically, it is possible for 2 sparks to come into this world at one time, one from the right spring and one from the left spring of that root, or from 5 sparks to come at the same time, and they are the first 5 joints of the 5 fingers of the right hand. Alternatively, the first 10 joints of the 10 fingers of the right and left hands and the like. What this section is talking about is that every person has 613 parts of their body, but it could very well be that the components of those 613 come from different roots, they're related to each other, they're connected to each other, as it describes. These sparks have come from the same root, but they come into a different part of the body of that human being. So the 5 sparks will come together, they'll travel together, they'll reincarnate together into that one body, but they'll be the 5 first joints of the fingers on the hand. But as that, there's also now 608 other parts of the body that will have different sparks from different roots. And then we all simplify that by saying, this is Hanoch, or this is Judith, or this is Susan, or this is Moshe. But it's really all components that make up that soul-body combination. Continuing to read. It is possible for 2 sparks to come into this world at one time. Thus you can find in a single generation many sparks that are from the level of the tendons, which are close to each other. This is why you should not be surprised to find Rabbi Akiva and Akavia ben Mehalalel living simultaneously, or to find in the generation of the Amorayim Abaya and Rabbi Bar Hamina and Rav Dimi from Nechardea, even though they are all from the root of Cain, from the left shoulder of Adam, as we will later explain. There is another reason for what we have been speaking of, and that is when the Shekhinah went into exile amongst the Klipot, all the souls of the righteous went with it. Depending on the level of the mitzvahs and performed by a righteous person from that root, at the time it is done, one or more sparks will be able to leave the Klipot and ascend into this world. This is even though the sparks are not near one another in the root. It all depends upon the time and the mitzvahs that the righteous person from that root performs. And this is paragraph is explaining how the different parts of the body and the soul, or different parts of the soul, are chosen and how they relate to other parts of the body, other parts of the soul. But they all came to do the tikkun associated with the name of that person and how that all is interrelated. There is also another related matter. Adam had a nefesh from Asiyah, a ruach from Yetzirah, a neshama from Briah, and above this is nefesh, ruach, and neshama from Atzilut, from the Nukva of Zeranpin, from Zeranpin and from Ima, respectively. The three from the world of Atzilut are called Zehira Ila'a of Adam, and are explained in the Zohar in the Sitrei Torah sections. Before Cain and Abel were born, Adam sinned and the Zehira Ila'a was removed from him. Before Cain and Abel were born, Adam sinned, and the Zehira Ila'a was removed from him. And that is the three portions we mentioned from Atzilut. In this manner, the decree of God was fulfilled. On the day we eat from it, you shall surely die. For the three portions of Atzilut were removed from him, and there is no harsher death than this. And if you want to scroll down, I'm not going to do it and read it, but when you go back through the study, scroll down to the footnotes and look up footnote number one. When Cain and Abel were born, the nefesh of Atzilut, which had been removed from Adam, was divided between Cain and Abel. Later we will explain, God willing, the Gilgul of Cain from the level of Nefesh of Atzilut that he merited, how it reincarnated and went to Canaan and Mehalalel until it reincarnated into Nadav and Avihu, the sons of Aaron. The two paths, the two parts of one body, and again there's an explanation, a clarification of that footnote number two. As mentioned in the Zohar, Pinchas and Acharei Mot. This is what is written. There were men who were unclean by Nefesh Adam, the dead body of man. Literally, Nefesh Adam, the soul of Adam, for it is talking about Nadav and Avihu, as the sages say, who were on the level of the Nefesh of Adam. After that, it went to Pinchas when he killed Zimri, as the Zohar mentions. And as we will discuss later, God willing, we will also clarify how Cain and Abel took the nefesh of Atzilut of Adam to rectify it after he sinned with the tree of knowledge of good and evil. My commentary. Before I read my commentary, I'm going to read the two footnotes. In general, one who descends from his level is called dying. It's a code word. To say somebody died, it just means that somebody descended. It gets further away from the Creator. It doesn't mean real physical death as we understand it in this world. And this applies especially to a fallout of Atzilut, the world of divinity, and eternal life forever. The second footnote is talking about a term used in the Zohar to refer to Netzach and Hod. The idea is that they are so closely knit as to be considered an inseparable unit. And this applies to the legs of the human body. The right leg is Netzach, the left leg is Hod. And you don't think in terms of one leg. You can't walk with one leg, or at least not easily, without another help. And that's the understanding of Netzach and Hod. Now to read my commentary before we finish this section. This section is explaining the idea of groups of souls who travel and reincarnate together from one generation to the next. They do this because they started close together in the soul of Adam and in Adam's body part. Examples are given above. At this point, it would be helpful to learn some anatomy without the science vocabulary, which in my opinion is not necessary. In fact, it would be good to generate a list of the modern anatomy parts in correspondence to the levels mentioned above. The patriarchs, the tribes, and the elders, because they all relate to a certain aspect that is reincarnated and generally in the same generation. That's the end of the section 6. And we now are going to the souls of Elijah and Hanoch. And unless there are any questions, this is chapter 31, section 7a. However, the prophet Elijah took the ruach of Atzilut of Adam, and therefore he went up to heaven and did not die like the rest of people. For he is an angel from the hosts of God, and after that he literally became a heavenly angel. This is the reason why only Ruach is mentioned with respect to Elijah, as it says, "Please let two portions of your Ruach be mine," speaking out a verse from Kings in dealing with Elijah and Elisha, two prophets, Elisha being the student of Elijah. My commentary.
I know. Can I ask a question right now?
Sure. You can always interrupt. Never okay. Not a problem.
Okay. I thought I was muted, and I wasn't. When it says the prophet Elijah took the Ruach of Atzilut of Adam, does that mean Hashem gave it to him, or he did something that earned it? Or he requested it? Or do we know?
No, we would have to look at what the Hebrew word was. The translator may have taken it. It could have meant that he took it, meaning it was an action. It could be that that's the merited. It's reinforcing on one level the answer to your question is he did take it because that reinforces the understanding of cause and effect. To say that he just became, that he took the Ruach of Adam, or he reincarnated from the Ruach of Adam. The two differences in the words, one is implying that it's happenstance, it's up to Hashem. And the other is implying that there's a strict law of judgment called cause and effect that applies to reincarnation. So he took it because he, in fact, merited it. In fact, he did actions that caused him to manifest that as the reincarnation that is best able to achieve his tikkun. I hope I'm not confusing you with that answer.
No, not at all. Thank you.
Okay. My commentary. There is a teaching in Kabbalah by the Ari in another place that Elijah became the angel of Sandalphon, just like Hanoch ben Yared became the angel Metatron. And just to be clear, my name is Hanoch ben Yaakov. So we're talking about a very high soul and not me at all. This is consistent with the teaching that we need an intermediary between worlds. Sandalphon is at the level of Malchut, which is Asiya, action. And Metatron, I shouldn't say his name, Memtet, is at the level of Zeranpin, Yetzirah. There is another explanation from the Ari regarding why Elijah lived forever and became an angel. In that explanation, female represents the tree of knowledge, good and evil, while male represents the tree of life. Elijah had three male souls, Pinchas, Nadav, and Avihu, and no female aspect. With this extensive male essence, he was connecting to the tree of life and lives forever. Continuing to read. When Pinchas killed Zimri, he merited to receive the nefesh of Atzilut. However, he did not merit this ruach of Atzilut until he killed Zimri in Shittim, making it clear that the ruach does not dwell in a person until he receives his nefesh, or it actually means corrects his nefesh. Therefore, when Pinchas killed Zimri, he merited to receive the nefesh of Atzilut, which was previously in Nadav and Avihu. Nefesh associates with Malchut, the Sefirah of Din, of judgment, from which holy zealousness and vengeance for the divine honor come. When Pinchas clothed in jealousness and expressed such an act, the highest level of nefesh of Atzilut was magnetized and drawn to him. And so that does answer your question, that he did something that caused him to receive the nefesh of Atzilut. In effect, he did take it through his actions of cause and effect. Each person draws to himself flow from above according to his actions. Once he merited the nefesh of Atzilut, he also then merited a portion of the ruach of Atzilut. With respect to this, it says, "Behold, I give to him my covenant of peace, shalom." A ruach is from Tiferet and Yesod, both of which are called shalom, as is known from the verse, "Peace, peace for the far and the near." This is talking about Tiferet and Yesod. Peace to the far comes from Tiferet, which is higher and farther away from us. Below, then the peace of Yesod, which is closer. Always remember that this word shalom in the Torah that is being spoken about has a break in it. And as we continue to read, we will learn more on what is the meaning of that break. And it's the Torah says if a letter is broken, I mean the ink has fallen off, and if we don't see it formed exactly properly, then the Torah scroll is pasul, that can't be used. It has to be repaired. But if this particular vav is whole, it's pasul. And this just lends credence to the understanding that whatever the Torah tells us to do, there is also a time when it's telling us not to do that. And whatever the Torah tells us not to do, there will come a time or a situation where it will be important for us to actually do it. A man that Ruach is in him, and Noah Ruach arose in a man. As a man, so is his Geburah, in respect to the Ruach energy in Yesod. Ruach is the male aspect. It so especially links with Yesod, the root of the male organ, and Tiferet, the source of Yesod. The idea behind this is that they are the root power to unite with the feminine aspect, and thereby make peace and harmony. They are empowered to do this by virtue of their occupying the middle line of the Sephirot. Tiferet lies between and balances Chesed and Geburah. Yesod stands in the middle of Netzach and Hod. The highest root place of the Midot is Atzilut. Midot means character traits or personality traits. The highest root place of the Midot is Atzilut. There Elijah is busy balancing and harmonizing these energies. Through this, he distances from falsehood and brings close truth, the central dynamic necessary for the bringing of the final redemption. One who does this in their own little world, the self, family, friends, etc., also takes great part in bringing it close. The Elite who work much as at this can actually merit Elijah coming to them and revealing secrets. Panoch's commentary. With respect to the Rabbi Auerbach, I disagree with this teaching. Midot means character trait, but usually implies ethics and morals, as it is used today. Please be careful to understand this distinction. Also realize that Rabbi Auerbach's commentary is explaining how to connect to Eliyahu. A portion of the Neshama of Atzilut was received by Hanoch, the son of Jared, and therefore he was a heavenly angel called Memtet, as is known. Therefore he also did not die in the way of men. The level of Neshama of Atzilut is called the minister of the world. Coming from Atzilut, the realm, the highest realm, and so it has power over all of the other worlds. Science can at best reveal the axiomatic forces of nature and predict how they interact. The reason why they are so always remains aloof and unfathom. Kabbalah reveals the source of the axioms themselves. They are angels commanded by God to do so. There is an angel apportioned over the speed of light, and all of its properties will have different angels. There is nothing new under the sun. Forever, God, your word is planted in the heaven. The Zohar tells us that the Shekhinah is as if clothed in matat during the week. This means that providence turns the world masking the cause and effect relationships of nature, transmitted to the universe through the heavenly hierarchy of angels. Matat, Memtet, being the chief angel, is so called the minister of the world. With this, we can answer the question regarding Hanoch and Memtet. For if they are one and the same being, and the world of Yetzirah is called the world of Mamtet, then who was its minister while Hanoch was still alive on the earth? Every righteous person has two ruachs, one on the earth below and one in heaven above. However, the Zohar states at the beginning of the portion Noach in the Tosefta on the verse Noach, Noach, that every righteous person has two ruachs, one on earth below and one in heaven above. Understand this, it is the secret of behold, Adi, my witness is in heaven. A verse from Job, which refers to Hanoch, which is Enoch, whose gematria of 84 is that of Adi, Ayin Dalet Yud. And my testifier is the exalted heights of Elijah, because he too is a heavenly angel, Sandalphon, as has been said. My commentary. The secret is being revealed that each world is connecting through to the higher world, as a branch connects to the trunk of a tree. Matot Memtet is the higher level of Sandalphon, and Elijah is the lower level of Hanoch ben Yared. Hanoch is an exalted soul root theme archetype that exists above and transcends the specific time slot that the lower Hanoch aspect actually visited in this world. The same is true of Elijah. It's so being they are fit to be absolute witnesses, for their testimony is eternal. A witness is necessary only in a place where there is some aspect of truth that is unclear. The spiritual mechanics of testimony work in this manner. A pipeline of light is drawn from a place of absolute revealed truth above to the place of doubt and darkness below. The witness so has to access this upper soul and link it to the earthly reality or the earthly vessel. Hanoch equals my witness, showing that he has an intrinsic connection to this task. He merits this because he was the first one to have been in the world and left without dying. When a person dies, his upper soul descends somewhat into this world and magnetizes the lower soul, sucking it up. More bitter than death. The bitterness of death comes from an interruption between the upper and lower souls, caused by the original sin, which the death process removes. And Hanoch walked with Elohim. Hanoch was so connected above, while alive, below, that he did not need this step. The direct link to on high makes him an extra special eyewitness, who proclaims the light of the divine truth in a world of darkness and falsehood. He so accomplishes here a state of the world that is coming, when the light of the moon will be like the light of the sun, the perfect testimony. My commentary. The name Hanoch has a gematria of 84 and is equal to the gematria of Adi, Ayin Dalet Yud, which translates as my witness. The name Hanoch has a gematria of 84 and is equal to the gematria of Adi, my witness. Elijah also ascended without passing through the intermediary stage of death, so he serves as a supernal witness. This itself affords him the privilege of being the one to herald the final redemption. Yetzirah draws from Zeronpin, Asiya from Nukvah. Hanoch Memtet works out of Yetzirah. Elijah, Sandalphon, is the landlord of Asiya. These two worlds have the giver-receiver, the sun and moon relationship. Their masters appropriately serve as supernal witnesses, whose job it is to bring lofty truth into this lower realm. When the process is complete, all will be liberated from death, as they already were, as these two were, have already experienced. Are there any questions? We're reading The Soul of Joseph, Chapter 31, Section 7b. This is the secret of he appointed it as an edut, a testimony to Joseph. Since Joseph merited to receive the neshama of Hanoch, which is called my witness, Edi, as said, therefore Joseph was Yafe, Toar, he was handsome, because he merited Adam's Yafo, beauty, which came to him from the edge of the neshama of supernal Atzilut. I hope you realize that these code words in the Torah, they're part of the story. Adam was beautiful, but it's telling you much more. It's hinting to much more consciousness. And that's what the Ari explains as he decodes these words of code, as he decodes the Torah for us. The primary root of the soul of Joseph is in Yesod, also known as the Tzaddik, who stands between heaven and earth, and he unites them. Heaven and earth are relatively the sun and the moon. Uniting them is the intrinsic witness quality. This explains the correlation between Joseph and Hanoch, and why they are both divine witnesses. They are both also called lad. This implies pending maturity. Yetzirah draws from Zeran Pin, who must go through Katnut, small or constricted consciousness, in order to get the Gadlut, the expanded consciousness. Hanoch is the minister of the world, as if God's viceroy. Earthly kingship is like heavenly kingship. Joseph was the viceroy to Pharaoh. The world is drawn from Zeran Pin. It needs to grow up from the constricted state of consciousness that presently perceives separation between above and below to the expanded headset that will see above and below as one. Hanoch and Joseph are the ones who have this special consciousness and are therefore in charge of the world in order to labor to elevate it to the perfection it needs to attain. Neshama is always the transcendental, hence his beauty is otherworldly. All of this is the reason behind Joseph's extraordinary gorgeousness, an expression of the splendorous supernal lights of Neshama, of Atzilut in the physical. Neshama is always the transcendental, hence his beauty is otherworldly. And Joseph was handsome in appearance and good-looking. However, Joseph did not merit this until the night of the end of the 2 years, when it was decreed that he should leave jail. That very day he rose to greatness. So it is written, he appointed it as a testimony to Yehoshaphat when we went out over the land of Egypt. This becomes understandable when you recall what he said in previous chapters, that the ruach of the neshama enters a person at night while he is sleeping. Descent is for the sake of ascent, taught by the Baal Shem Tov. Joseph went through years of affliction and ended up living in great power, wealth, and honor as the viceroy of Egypt, the world's greatest nation at the time. His testimony is special because it unites affliction and delight, slavery and freedom, poverty and riches. He is Joseph, the same Joseph when he was king as when he was a slave. The day he left jail served as the portal between both modes. It so is the intermediary category that includes and unites both. The rabbis have a tradition that that day was Rosh Hashanah, the portal from the old year to the new year, a new light from above empowered by the new year and the new soul it gave him. This subjugated the negative energies in Egypt and paved the way for the people to survive there in exile and eventually to escape and to get out of Egypt. The new soul often comes during sleep. The new soul often comes at the changing of the guard during sleep. The soul and the day leave. The soul returns together with a different day and its additional soul. You can also understand what the sages say based upon the end of the verse. He appointed it as a testimony to Jehoshaphat when he went out over the land of Egypt, when I heard a language unknown to me. That night Gabriel came and taught him 70 languages. What actually happened was that the Neshama of Hanoch Memtet, the minister over the 70 nations, who knows their 70 languages, entered him that night. And immediately he knew the 70 languages. Even though the rabbis teach that Gabriel was his linguist mentor, the Sefer Yetzirah reveals that Gabriel was Joseph's general teacher. Through his learning with Gabriel, Joseph was elevated to a state to be able to receive the extra super soul of Hanoch, by means of which he automatically knew the 70 languages. My commentary. Please learn this spiritual truth. One does not need to learn in the physical world all that one needs to know. Sometimes, with great merit, one can just receive the information and just know it, without consciously learning it in the traditional school study or life experience way. There are many stories that relate this to happenings in our world. People criticize the Kabbalah Learning Center for not teaching Talmud first. This is the explanation that will never suffice to someone who is not aware of this experience. Sometimes you just know, and you cannot explain how you know to anybody else. You went to bed without the information and you woke up with the information in your conscious mind. It happens. Expect it to happen so that it will happen to you. The rabbis point out that his name is spelled Jehoshaphat in this verse with an additional hey. It is the letter of the Malchut, and it furnished him with royal energies. The 70 kingdoms each have their own Malchut channel. Joseph ascended to the root of Malchut, and so accessed all of them. Moreover, through knowing their tongues, he reigned over them, physically, for he controlled Egypt, the superpower of the world. This was all through his perfect guarding of the covenant, which subjugated all the nations and their tongues. This also links with the concept of Malchut and the lower physical world being the source of speech. The Neshama of Hanoch also reincarnated into Rabbi Ishmael, the son of Elisha, the high priest. And so with respect to Rabbi Ishmael, it also says, he was very Yafa Toar. This is the secret of which is writ of what is written in Perkei Avot, or Perkei Hekalot. When Rabbi Ishmael ascended to the exalted heights, Memtet called to him, "Return my radiance." The reincarnation into Rabbi Ishmael had to occur for two reasons. The first reason was because God said, "Do not eat of the tree of knowledge, for on the day that you eat, you shall surely die." However, this neshama was not with Adam when he died, having been withdrawn, and so it never really suffered death. We see from this that an awesome portion, Joseph and Rabbi Ishmael, his Gilgul, his reincarnation, have in fixing the original sin. This is the reason why Joseph went through so much suffering. And Rabbi Ishmael was one of the 10 executed by the government, by the Romans. He died al Kiddush Hashem, for the sanctification of the divine name, fixing the opposite of that which was caused by the original sin. As mentioned, it had caused the departure of the Zihara Ila'ah. Joseph and Rabbi Ishmael embodied the Zihara Ila'ah in themselves. Their tremendous mesirut, their nefesh, self-sacrifice, paved a path for it to be eventually restored to the world at large. This is the secret of why both of them suffered specifically through their good looks. This is the secret of why both of them suffered specifically through their good looks. The wife of Potiphar desired Joseph's beauty. She tried to seduce him. When he refused, she turned the tables and accused him of it. Because of this, he was put into prison. When Rabbi Ishmael was sentenced to execution, the daughter of the Caesar requested him to be spared, for she desired his beauty. The request was denied, but they peeled off his face skin while he was alive to preserve an image of him. The pain they went through for their looks, drawn from the Zihara Ila'ah, peeled the husk of this level caused by the sin, allowing for a time that is coming when it would once again fully manifest. It is the bones of Joseph that energized the emancipation from Egypt and its conclusion by the splitting of the sea. That first liberation is the source for all following liberations, climaxing in our final redemption that is coming. This is part of why one of the two messiahs is Mashiach, the son of Joseph. Elijah comes with Mashiach, the son of David. Furthermore, Joseph also sinned, having caused his brothers to sell him when he provoked them with his dreams, and because he spoke badly about them to his father. Therefore, this soul had to reincarnate into Rabbi Ishmael, the son of Elisha, the high priest, in order to finally undergo death. The natural death he died as Joseph did not serve to atone for this. Know that Adam merited the Nefesh Ruach Neshama Chaya from Malchut, Tiferet, Bina, and Chachma Vatzilut, all four of them at once. Moses merited the Dot of Atzilut. The three forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, merited to do Chesed, Gevurah, and Tiferet of Atzilut, respectively. This is put specifically here, after having expanded about Neshama of Atzilut and its manifestations in the world. The other levels of Atzilut are not to be left out. Also here, some of what is necessary to restore Neshama is explained. From this one, we can draw parallels and figure out what is necessary to draw the rest. It involves following in the ways of the forefathers. If you do not know, O most beautiful of women, go in the steps of the shepherds. I am adding, there is nothing to add as it all seems clear to me. Ask questions if it is unclear. Now there are 8 footnotes that as you reread this section, that I suggest you reread the footnotes as you reach each one of them. Our hour is up. Are there any questions? Tomorrow night is our Wednesday night questions and answers series. Thursday night is our Zohar series. This week we'll be doing the Parasha of Tazria. When she becomes pregnant, or if she becomes pregnant. Saturday night we'll have another Zohar. And Sunday morning, we will continue our teachings, preparing us for the holidays of Second Sheni, Lag BaOmer, Shavuot, the balance of the Omer. All of that preparation we will be continuing Sunday morning at 10:30. Saturday night will be at 8 p.m. All of the other classes, Monday to Thursday, will start at 7 p.m. Are there any questions? Have a beautiful evening. A good week. Shalom to all.
Thank you.
Thank you. Shalom. Thank you.
Shalom.